Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and today's Thursday, so today's the day we try to apply what we've been learning to our lives. We've been looking this week at work and what it means to work well, what it means to work as a follower of Jesus in whatever industry you find yourself in. We're going to look at some examples of how our work can fit or not with God's story. We're going to see four ways it can do that. We're going to see how some work can be offered to God, some work can be redeemed for God, some work can be subverted for God, and some work needs to be challenged for God.
We interviewed a friend of Redeem the Commute named Carol. We asked her about her career as a consulting pharmacist and whether she was able to consider that a career built on God's foundation. Here's what she had to say.
Before I was in ministry, I was a consultant pharmacist. I trained at the University of Toronto, and I developed a really unusual set of skills that most pharmacists didn't have. I had a management background with a mental health background and palliative care. My work was consistent with my faith. In many ways, I learned I had some very political clients, and I would go into meetings, and I'll be honest, sometimes I actually told white lies because it just made it a lot easier and made it better right away. And one day I was really convicted by the fact that I was lying, and lying was wrong, and God considered it to be sin. And so I decided to go into a meeting, and this was going to be a really heavy meeting. And I said, okay, God, I'm not going to lie, but you need to come with me. And I went into that meeting, and at one point I remember saying something like, I could lie to you and say this, or we could deal with it head on by doing this and this and this. And God showed up. I didn't lie, and I actually got through the minefield that was that meeting. You know, God does care about how we do our work. God is in the workplace. He's even in the most unhealthy and just dysfunctional workplaces. He's there. And He will enable you to keep your faith and to follow Him and be obedient to Him and not sin if you just let Him.
First of all, some work can be offered to God. Somebody else who took the Christianity 101 course in person, just like we'll be offering this fall in Whitby, revealed to me that she was an animator. And it was amazing because I had been looking for somebody who could do word art. Maybe you've seen that kind of art before, videos where words are moving around into different shapes and telling a really great story. And I was looking for somebody with those kinds of gifts. And amazingly, this woman ended up in a Christianity 101 course. And when she revealed that, it was just an answer to prayer. She was exactly who I'd been looking for. And when I asked her about participating in a project I was working on, she was just blown away. She said, nobody's ever talked about what I do before as a ministry. For as long as I've been going to churches, people have been asking me to stack chairs and look after kids. And you know what? That's all good. But I really long to offer to God what I'm best at, what I love doing, what makes me tick. I never realized that could be used for God. Now, somewhere it can be redeemed for God. I knew somebody who was switched to a new school as a teacher. She didn't want to move, but she had to, and she moved to a school that was in a rough part of town, known for having a lot of issues with parents on drugs and with very, very little to work with. She wasn't looking forward to this, and I remember saying to her, well, maybe God is putting you there for a reason. I know you don't really want to be there. I know you didn't move there on purpose, but maybe God has put you there because those kids need you. Because God needs you there working with those kids as a follower of Jesus. Maybe you can make a difference in their lives that somebody with a different outlook on life couldn't. Because as a follower of Jesus, you can see that those kids have intrinsic value. They're created, beloved children of God. And they deserve the love of God shown through you, even if they're not getting that love elsewhere. Maybe God has put you there for a reason. Maybe that tough call that your principal made, maybe that unfortunate move that you wouldn't have asked for can be redeemed and used for God's purposes. Maybe God is using it. She was awakening to the reality that God could redeem her work. Some work needs to be subverted. It's not the best work, but it can be undermined in a really holy and wonderful way. Imagine the debt collector I talked about on Monday who said to me, "Can I be a follower of Jesus in my industry?" You know what? He can. It might be hard, but it's possible to be a debt collector and a follower of Jesus. It's possible to be making those phone calls, to be reminding people that they do need to repay what they owe, that the money wasn't given to them for free, but that they owe something and it's only right to repay that. It's possible to make that phone call and treat people with dignity and respect, to help them get the help they need, to help them realize the gravity of the situation, and to encourage them to get help. It's possible to do that. Now, it's also possible that if you're a low-level caller in a system that is really quite oppressive, where they're extracting obscene amounts of interest from people, you really can't. It's possible that that would be completely in conflict with your values as a follower of Jesus. And there comes a point, at times, where work needs to be totally challenged because we're a follower of Jesus. You can imagine that debt collector coming to a point where he hasn't been able to advance and influence others, where he's only been ordered by others to extract obscene amounts of interest or to be disrespectful and dishonest in his work. And that might come to a point where he says, "You know what, I cannot work in this industry. I have to challenge it in Jesus' name." That brings us to challenge. Sometimes work just needs to be challenged. We can't last in the work. We can't redeem it. We can't offer it. We can't subvert it. We need to challenge it. Sometimes it's an evil industry, like a debt collector who's having to extract way too much interest from people. But it could also be a lesser story. People who find that the work they're doing is just turning them into workaholics, that they cannot continue on this way or they will burn out or they'll die. I know a number of people like this who've changed industries, not because they were part of an evil industry, but because it was evil for them, because it wasn't helping them follow Jesus, because they found their conflict of their values and their work was just too high. There are people who've left to do other kinds of work so they can do ministry on the side. There are people who've left to focus on full-time ministry, on serving God in some way full-time. We've explored four approaches to work: offering it to God, redeeming it for God, subverting it for God, and challenging it for God. Which one of these applies to you? That is our challenge for today. I want you to consider your own work. Should it be offered, redeemed, subverted, or challenged? And discuss that with the people you are sharing Redeem the Commute with. If you're not, I'd love for you to do that. Share Redeem the Commute with somebody in your life, somebody from the train or bus, from work or from home. Discuss with them our daily discussion questions and start a regular group that meets regularly, whether that's every day or every week or every couple weeks, to learn what it means to follow Jesus together as a community. And then in the fall, we're going to start to gather our small group communities together as one large group community as well. We're going to have a great time doing it, and I hope you'll join us. We also have a supplemental video you can watch. It's in our app or on our website as an extra video along with today's teaching about what a teacher found when she tried to redeem her work. Have a great discussion, and applying these challenges to your lives is going to be a challenge, but I hope you're up for it. Bye for now.